Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Sorry, me again. I think one of the most basic aspects of what it means to be human, one of the things that distinguishes us from all other creatures and animals of the world, is the fact that we can tell and receive stories. I want to talk this morning about stories. Think about how you feel when you hear a story. Your mind and your heart are engaged in ways that scrolling on social media doesn't provide. And perhaps you feel connected to a person in a heart-to-heart sort of way. Again, I think this is what separates us from all the other animals and objects of the world, the fact that we can tell stories, that we can relate in a heart sort of way. I think what St. Paul is doing in today's second reading is he's telling a story. In fact, what St. Paul is doing is he's telling the most basic story of Christ to those first generation of believers, those first believers of Christ. If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his spirit that dwells in you. Paul is sharing the most fundamental story of Christianity, the most foundational one that we continue to hear over and over and over again, that Jesus Christ was born, he came and proclaimed a kingdom of justice, love, and mercy. He died on the cross for our sins. He was raised by the Spirit on the third day. And then notice the very last line there. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead also dwells in you. I think we should take a step back for a second and think about that, because that is crazy. That same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, something that has never happened in history before or after, that same Spirit that gave resurrection life dwells in you and me. Paul is telling a story that we're called to live through our lives, this master story of Christ. In fact, through our lives, we should retell the story of Christ, that the Spirit dwells in us and the mission of the kingdom is continued through us because that same Spirit dwells in you and in me. Our life is a retelling, a representation of Christ's love. If we have the same Spirit, then our lives ought to speak of God's grace in the world. And I think that's what vocation and vocation story is all about. When we hear the word vocation, we probably think of the story of why I was called to be a priest, or why Father Norm was called to be a priest. And that is good and holy and true. But I want to expand our understanding of vocation a little bit this morning. That vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call or to cry aloud. That vocation is a universal call. That call to love. How has Christ called you to love? How is the grace of God speaking through your daily life? Imagine if we shared that story in the world. We are inundated with news and social media of all these things going on in the world. But imagine if we share the story of God's grace active and present in our lives, because that Spirit is within us and active in us, in you and in me. I think that's worth reflecting on. How is the love of Christ in your life making a difference in your life and in the lives of those around you? What's my vocation story? What's my story of falling falling in love with God and in sharing that with one another. We're called to share that as Christians. We don't just come here for an hour on Sunday and then forget about God the rest of the week. This transforms us because the grace of God that we receive here, we go out and spread to those around us in our homes and in our workplaces. That's worth sharing with the world. That's worth getting out of bed in the morning for. For love and grace, that the grace of God is speaking through, with, and in your life and in mine. And vocation is about letting the grace of God speak through you. Letting the story of Christ live on through you today. How can the grace of God speak through you today? How can God's love be revealed through you today? I think of my time in El Salvador, that time when I had a foundational experience of God's love. I had the wonderful opportunity to spend 3 months on mission there with our diocesan mission in 2 parishes there. A privilege for me to serve a community, but the community that served me as well. That the love of God was revealed in a radical and foundational way to me there. I had this opportunity to preach on the feast of St. Peter and Paul, the patronal feast of one of the parishes. In the Gospel is John 21, Jesus revealing himself on the Sea of Tiberias. Reveals himself to Peter, who denied him, of course, 3 times. And what's Jesus ask? Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And as I'm preaching about love and grace in the daily lives of this holy and faithful people, I looked over to the left and I made eye contact with the face of a nun who worked for the parish. And I remember being so captivated and drawn in by her face, and I couldn't name what that face was. I just remembered she looked engaged, she looked radiant, bright with joy. And so I continued my mission, I came back home, and as I was on retreat a couple months later, I was praying with this experience. And what did Christ say to me? That was my face. That was grace itself revealed in and through the people that you loved and who loved you there. Live that now. Live that in the seminary. Live that at St. Vincent de Paul Parish. My dear friends, the reality is that is not just for me here today. That is for all of us gathered here. How is the grace of God being revealed in and through you and those around you? How are we retelling that master story of what it means to love and sacrifice in our daily lives? In Father Norm's favorite words, I want us to take a quiet moment, about a minute, and reflect. How is God's grace speaking through you? How are you called this morning to let the love of God be active in your lives? Because it is. God's grace has been poured into our lives. Take a quiet moment and reflect. How are you retelling that story of Christ? And how is the grace of God speaking through, with, and in you?